Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story.
Are you excited?
Do you know what this podcast is?
No.
Okay. This is the Love Story Podcast. So you're going to be talking about how much you love Amanda. You're just going to be gushing about her today.
Should I head out now?
Or... I should have prepared some notes.
Yeah, exactly. What would you like me to say about how much I love you?
I kind of gave him the gist.
But... Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I was just like, why aren't you so excited to come talk about
I know. I am. How much in love we are. Well, this is, we'll just dive right in. And now that I'm a bottle of mimosa into this, I'm much more loosey-goosey with the intro. So, hello and welcome. Thank you for coming on the Love Story Podcast.
Yes.
We have Amanda, and I have to tell you, the disservice that I do to you is that you look so much like my friend Grant that... whenever, like, I'm talking to Amanda, I think I've said it in person to you one time where I was like, oh, what's Grant up to this weekend or whatever? And she kind of looked at me and she was like, you mean Austin? And I was like, I hate when I call out the wrong name. And it's for a viable reason. You look very similar to Grant. So like a 10 years younger Grant.
Well, you
so.
Must be extremely attractive.
So. Yes. I got to tell you, the next 10 years are going to go very well for you. You'll be just fine. So, yes. So we have Austin and Amanda. So how did you guys meet? What's the inception of your love story?
So we've known each other for probably like 7
probably
years,
longer than that.
If not a little longer. Okay. So through friends mm-hmm. is the long story short. But I probably met you around 2018, 2019.
Prior to that,
it was at one of our friends' old houses.
Okay.
And I was not even graduated from college yet. Okay. And we were just like hanging out with a bunch of different people. I really didn't know anything about him.
So it was like a big house party or was
kind
it?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
so
right near.
You were there. Did anyone like say anything about this guy to you? Like, did you know anything about him?
Or no. He just... I don't think okay. it was anything like that. It was just Zave's house mm-hmm. in Sauk Rapids was right next to the Benton County Fair.
Sure.
It was just kind of like a natural gathering place.
Sure.
We just all ended up there. So we were playing beer darts, kind of how this started. And then Amanda showed up and they were talking about her prior. And I was like, oh, I don't really know who this person is.
Sure.
This conversation just.
Yeah. Oh, is Amanda coming or yeah,
doesn't
whatever.
Really involve me. And then at the time, actually, my friend, I thought that there was interest there.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your friend and Amanda?
Yeah, which okay. I was completely incorrect on. Like, it just was not a thing. Like,
sure.
they were just friends, but I wasn't sure. So Amanda yeah. showed up to this house party, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of walked in, and I was like, oh, that's...
damn.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, and then, good for this guy who's got a total crush on her and they're kind of a thing.
Me being naturally unaware of everything was just like, well, whatever. And then
yeah. Yeah.
just went about
yeah.
my business.
Damn, cutie of the booty. And then off to do your own, yeah.
When I think of the time she was supposed to go to St. Louis
okay.
for school.
Oh, yeah, that's when I was still going to be like moving away for
sure.
grad school for PT. So probably that too. You were kind of like,
Yeah,
pretty much. Put her out of my mind. She's going to mm-hmm. be going to...
Yeah.
But then later that night, I had been talking to one of my friends, and then he came up and he was just like, well, I was going to talk to you, but same thing from 4. He's like, I was going to come talk to you, but I thought you were talking to so-and-so. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And then he just like, that was it. Like,
okay.
And then we didn't talk. And then this was back in like the Tinder age, I want to say. So we had matched on Tinder.
Numerous times.
So it happened
okay.
once. And
so you'd previously to this party matched on Tinder?
After.
After.
I think.
Yeah, never,
got
never
it.
Before. So we already
okay.
knew each other or knew of each
of
other.
The existence.
Yes.
And we had met, but then, yeah, we ended up matching on Tinder numerous times and nothing ever came
that
of
it.
Because the first time, nothing was said.
Yeah.
And then the second time, he goes, how many times are we going to have to match on here before we go on a date? And I
yeah.
was trying to flirt, so I was like, I don't know, you tell me. And he didn't respond.
Yep,
so
yep.
I
okay,
like,
I guess
answered.
One more time at least,
yeah.
yeah.
And then I don't remember how long it went after that. But then a while like, later, at least.
I love the, like, the painful flirting. Like, it's so, flirting
it
is
worse.
So, yes, okay, I can't wait. Flirting is so uncomfortable anyway, especially when you're like, I'm trying to be flirty, and the other person is like, I can't read your tone in text, so, I don't know, you tell me. And then he's like, God, Amanda's kind of a...
Well,
yeah. Yeah, so it definitely gets more into that.
Okay.
But, like, so I absolutely hate texting.
Yep.
Like, I would like to communicate with people face-to-face in person so you can hear their tone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's huge.
Flirty Amanda is like, I don't know, you tell me. And you're like, ooh, she's cute.
Early on, Flirty Amanda was not as flirty as she might think that she was.
Okay, perfect.
But no, it was a while. So we had a Friendsgiving.
Okay.
And that was probably, I don't know what year. That was 2021? A while later.
No, it had to have been like 2020.
Yeah, you're right.
You had COVID Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we did. Okay. It was kind of when things started to settle a little bit. But I just remember that night, we still didn't really talk that night at all or anything.
Which now it's a little uncomfortable because you've matched a couple times on Tinder. Which I can imagine the first time that you saw each other on Tinder, it's just this like, oh, okay. And then you match and you're like, oh, I thought she was into this other guy, or we kind of know each other. And it's a little bit of this like, okay. And then you match again. And then it's like,
I was like, I don't know. And I always thought he did not, like, actively didn't like me. Because, lovingly and respectfully, you're very stoic. And sometimes the way that he jokes around is very, like...
Yeah, dry.
Yes.
Yes.
And so he would make jokes. Like, there was one time I was heating up a pasta salad. It was the robust pasta salad from Coburn's. And I didn't...
Things you're not supposed to heat up.
I didn't like it cold, so I was like, maybe I'll try reheating it. And he just looks at me, he's like, I don't think you're supposed to heat that up. And I was just like, God, okay.
I'll just go away and cry.
But stuff like that, where it was just kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
But at this Friendsgiving, I just remember he was part the... non-humble part of me was like, I wonder if he's flirting with me, because we were trying to take a girl's photo and he was just like, oh, I'll come take the photo for you guys. Then upstairs, like, they were, food was ready, and then
how many people are at this Friendsgiving?
I mean, a pretty decent amount. I mean, our friend group is pretty big,
pretty robust.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you there was probably 20 people there.
At least. But yeah, then he was like helping with stuff in the kitchen.
Also in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so it probably wasn't because of that, but I was just like, oh my gosh, he's being so attentive. And so I kind of like had a little mini crush on him that night, and I tried talking to him, and I don't think we got to talk very much, but then that kind of like passed, whatever. And then the following March, we were hanging out at the same friend's house, and... around probably like the same like 15, 20 people. And I think you had on your black Seaboys hoodie, and he was just sitting on the ground and he just looked really cute. And so we had all had a few drinks. You were like,
now is my moment.
And so I was talking to my friend, and I was just, because people call him Miller, because that's his last name. And so at this point, I also called him Miller. And so to...
Ooh, and then you had to make the transition from Miller to Austin.
Yes, I had to gracefully try to do that because it took a little bit. But yeah, I was telling our friend Caitlin, I was like, man, Miller looks really good.
Yeah.
And then I was telling one of our other, Nate, so his friend, I was just like, what's his deal?
Yeah.
And he was... like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, yes, you do. Like, is he single? Is he talking to anybody? And he was just like, I don't think so. And so then you probably have gathered, I'm kind of an old lady at heart.
Yeah.
And so I, around 11 p.m. was like, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go lay down.
Yeah, I'm about to turn into a pumpkin.
Yes. And so I went and lay down, and then my friend came and laid with me. And so we were just like laying there, and I was just like, Miller's just so cute. And it was so middle school. She's like, oh my God, do you want me to go talk, like tell him?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And so I guess you can tell this part. She like ran upstairs to go try to find you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't really, like, anything all that crazy. She just kind of ran upstairs, and she was asked me if I was interested in Amanda, and I, like, I was trying to leave, because I had to work.
Sure.
Because I was in sales at the time, so I worked on Saturdays, and I had to be up really early for a morning meeting, whatever.
Yep.
And so I was kind of like, yeah.
We've matched how many times on Tinder?
And then it was kind of like, yes, I am, and then she was like, well, you should go talk to her, and then I turned around and went home.
Yeah, practical. I have to go to bed.
And I think this was like a Friday. And so then I was in massage school at this time. So like Monday.
So how did you go from going to St. Louis to not going to St. Louis anymore?
Yes. So I originally, out of high school, like being a dumb high schooler, I was like, well, whatever job makes me the most money is going to make me the happiest. And so I either wanted to do massage, PT, something just hands-on working with people. And so I went the money route. Right. I have my bachelor's in exercise science with a psych minor from Concordia. And then I got accepted into WashU down in St. Louis for my doctorate PT degree.
Okay.
And I just woke up every morning that summer before I was supposed to move, like, wildly depressed. Like, I did not want to get out of bed. I wasn't excited at all. I was only dreading it. Mm-hmm. And so eventually I was like, okay, if I'm going to school for 3 years and spending $100,000 and moving to St. Louis to become a literal doctor, I should probably feel better about this. And so then I was just, after talking with my family, I was like, this isn't it.
Yeah.
Like, I can always just put it on the back burner and I could go back to this school if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, this is not right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of how I ended up staying home. And then I started working, doing other stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the things that are meant for you won't make you feel that way.
So. Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was still, I could have done it, probably.
Yeah,
but I think I would have been miserable. And no one wants a doctor.
That's miserable?
That
yeah.
isn't, like, being a doctor is everything to them. So yeah. it was just, like, my future patients would deserve more than that. So
that was exactly how I felt about teaching. I was waking up every day and I was just like, I was doing the internship and like the teacher that I was interning under was like, you are a great teacher. Like you will be great at this, whatever. And I woke up every day and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. And it was the same thing. It was like, you don't want your future teacher to be a person. I had a teacher like that made me hate going to school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do that to kids. I can't be the person that these kids absolutely hate being around.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think a lot of teachers feel that way nowadays.
Yeah.
Hot take, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. It's rough out there.
Yeah.
It's rough to be a teacher.
I know quite a few people that teach and just kind of through conversation, it seems like that's the general consensus, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's really
they
unfortunate
should get paid
because
more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kids are the future.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's bleak in these streets. It's rough out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that to these kids. You couldn't do that to your future patients. It's,
right.
Yeah. If it's not meant for you, it'll make you feel uncomfortable.
And like, it sucked at the moment, but now like with the job that I have, I'm like, oh, this is
what
I'm
exactly,
supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Most cookies out there are either too basic or too bougie. But Molly B's somehow nailed the balance. Bold, fun, and unforgettable cookies that actually taste as good as they sound. We're talking flavors like Bee Cordial with chocolate and cherry chunks, Big Joe with fresh ground coffee and a hint of rum, Boba Doodles with Snickerdoodle and Boba Pearls, and everybody's favorite train wreck, the Hot Mess, with mango, white chocolate, and crushed hot Cheetos on top. I know, it sounds unhinged, but trust me, one bite and you'll be hooked. Molly's a single mom from Alaska who turned her kitchen experiments into a full-blown national sensation, featured on Food Network, Martha Stewart Living, and even at the Grammy Awards. These cookies are indulgent, surprising, and absolutely addictive. And because I've got the hookup, you get 10% off your order. Yes, the highest discount they offer, when you use my code LOVESTORY at mollybees.com. Stock up for gifts, hoard them for yourself, or both. No judgment here. All right, let's talk vodka. Not the boring, flavorless kind you panic buy before a party, but something with actual personality. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery. This stuff is distilled in small batches in Toms River, New Jersey, and it's infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. Basically, the Jersey Shore in a glass, minus the spray tans. They call it a dirty martini in a bottle, and they're not wrong. It's got this subtle salty brine, a little ocean breeze vibe, and a smooth finish with just a hint of pepper. Honestly, it makes your Bloody Marys, oyster shooters, and even your basic vodka sodas taste like you know what you're doing. Oh, and seafood? Forget it. This vodka was born to sit next to a platter of oysters. And because I negotiated like the feisty podcast host I am, you get 15% off anything from Garden State Distillery. Yep, the highest discount out there, exclusively for my listeners. Just use code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. You're welcome.
Yep. So you get the word that she's not going to St. Louis anymore. All of a sudden you're like, hey, weren't you supposed to be gone? And you're just like, okay, swoon again.
No, not really.
Okay.
So I actually didn't know that she wasn't going to St. Louis whatsoever. And I think that there's some gaps in the story here too.
Fill us in.
I honestly, I'd have to look back. I don't remember for sure, but I'm pretty sure that Friendsgiving was in like 2019.
Okay.
No, because I remember there was a Thanksgiving after that.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yep. That I was out in Wisconsin. And then I was at the bar with my cousin, completely inebriated. And then messages were sent to Amanda at that point.
And were you guys flirting, dating?
No, we were just like flirting. So it was still, it was year three of pretending that we're going to go on a date and never actually going on a date.
Wow. Okay. So this is quite the saga.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. And what was this message?
So I don't know exactly what the messages were. Again, I'd have to really look back. But essentially, it was there was a lot of flirting going on. And then I knew that because at the time, she was really big into craft beer.
Sure.
And her favorite brewer at the time was Toppling Goliath. That's right. So Toppling Goliath is located in Decorah, Iowa.
Okay.
So I thought it would be cool to see if she wanted to go on a trip. Yeah. To Toppling Goliath.
As you guys are flirting.
So it was 2020 because you asked about the COVID restrictions. You're like, hey, do you know what the COVID restrictions are in Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dates are so messed up. But either way, so I had asked about it. And then her response essentially at the time was, oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, I've got a big test coming up. And
this is cool.
So I'm reading this and I'm going...
She's blowing me off.
Yeah. The hint taken, like, we're just going to move on.
Yep.
We're done with this saga.
Uh-huh. When truly, I really just, like, had finals were coming up.
Yeah.
So I was just like, well, it depends on the weekend because I have to get ready for massage finals.
Yeah. And you couldn't just say, yes, I would love to. Let's pick a weekend. That would be...
That would have been too easy.
Yeah, too easy. Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what I said.
So then it had to have been... Sometime shortly after that is when we were in Caitlin's, which at this point, I was it a Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving? Well, it might have been like a late Friendsgiving.
Cause I think it was early Friendsgiving, and then it was the following March that we were hanging out at their house.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. I missed that part.
Yeah, you definitely did. So she totally blew me out.
Of course she did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
She says that she didn't, but she did. She was so busy and had a test.
You could have responded, and then you could have said, well, what weekend would work?
I would definitely, in Austin's defense, if someone says, well, it depends, maybe on depends on the weekend, whatever, I've got this big final coming up. I read that and I go, never mind.
I'm not saying you didn't have a point, but then like he didn't respond to me. And so I was like, aw. And so then I went to the liquor store and I bought a Toppling Goliath thing and sent him a photo of it. And I was just like, yo, you inspired me to go get this. So
And
like
he's like, cool, she's taking care of it on her own. She doesn't even need to go to Toppling Goliath because she's got everything she needs right here.
Yeah, you pull out the phone, you look at the message, and you're like, there's the back pedal.
Cool.
But yeah, anyways, then once my friend finally told him to talk to me.
Yeah. He's like,
he didn't get back to me for like almost a week. And so then it was finally a Wednesday because I think we hung out on a Friday and that's when she said that. And I didn't hear anything, so I'm like, wow, that's so embarrassing. He's just not going to say anything to me. And then I was in class at massage school, and we were in between our classes or whatever, and I saw that he sent me a message on Facebook that was like, hey. And I was like, yes.
Score.
Okay.
Sure.
Like, not living in a bedroom. Like, me and my buddy Luke are living downstairs stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
So, like, I got a million irons in the fire here, and then also... At work, there's just absolute chaos going on. So it wasn't exactly on the top of my priority list to start dating somebody.
So in these 3 years that you guys are like just kind of near misses the whole time, are you dating other people? Is there anyone or is it just like just being kind of single, doing your own thing?
Yeah, you dated other people. I dated other people, but it was nothing substantial. Again, it was just kind of a point in life where... I was extremely busy. I was trying to get ahead, really. So it wasn't really a focus of mine. So relationships, I don't know if I'd call them relationships. Like dating happened here and there, but nothing really ever came of it.
So finally, you get a text message. Hey, and you're like, I'm in the money. This is happening. And then what?
I always think it's so funny because I think I was just like, hey, like, how's it going? Da, da, da. And he was in the middle of home renovations. And so he immediately just starts complaining about the flooring fiasco that he has going on.
Let me talk about
like the first however many messages were just him talking about, like, I wanted to buy this flooring and I couldn't get it. And then I ordered this flooring and they still didn't have it. And I was just like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I was upset because, well, I bought like a $4,000 pallet of flooring.
Okay.
So, and then the order got screwed up. numerous times. Mm-hmm. So I was pissed.
Yeah.
And then I, for some reason, was venting to Amanda about it. And then it resulted in us going to Pesties.
Yeah.
Finally,
okay.
For our first date.
At like 9 p.m.
Yeah, like 9 p.m.
On this Wednesday? Okay.
Because we ended up staying up an ungodly amount of time.
Of course.
But
yeah, I mean, I was working on my house and it was, I'm supposed to like do this thing.
Yeah, go on this date. How late?
Well, he was supposed to pick me up. Okay. So I can't remember what time you were supposed to pick me up.
Probably like 6 o'clock.
I think it was around like 8 because he was like, oh, do you want to do something tonight? And I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't get back to me. So I was like, it's happening again. So like, he's just not going to.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is what it feels like when then, someone.
So in my head, yeah, I was just like, oh, we're just not going to go out. And then 8 p.m. rolls around and he's just like, hey, do you still want to go out? And I was like, oh, my God. But I was like, mm-hmm. Yes. So I.
And how many
like,
people have you texted that like, he's standing me up or what a loser, or like whatever.
Two of my best friends I did message and I was just like, oh, my God, I don't know if I even want to go anymore.
It's happening again.
Because I'm kind of a pain in the butt about time. Like, I'm okay.
About everything.
Uh-huh. Anyways, so yeah, then I think around like 8:45, you ended up coming to get me.
Yeah, something like that. But we, yes.
And again, grandma. So I was just like,
yeah. Now I'm going to be up until 2 in the morning.
That's how you know I liked him, though, is because I was just like, hey, I'm still going to go.
And I don't think that I had even, like, changed from working on the house.
You were wearing your, like, flower shirt.
But, yeah, it was just kind of a scramble. And then, yeah, we ended up going there. Somehow we ended up going back to my house because she was curious to see, like, the project going on.
Oh, of course.
And she...
Yeah.
There's, like, tarps everywhere.
Yeah, we walk in the house and... I'm pretty sure the first thing you asked, you were like, where's your kitchen? And well, the kitchen does not exist.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, gutted. The house is gutted.
So what is the story of this house? You got it at a screaming deal and you were just like, okay, now I'm going to renovate, or you had it and then like whatever. And
yeah, so I actually bought the house from my grandma.
Okay.
Before she went into assisted living.
Okay.
She just couldn't live by herself anymore, so actually worked out really well. She ended up giving me a good deal on it. Being family, she gave me a line of equity in the house, so
nice.
I was able to buy it for substantially under what market value was, just as kind of a gateway into the real world.
Yeah.
Which was great, and I mean, that has benefited me up till today. I mean, it's been huge, right? The house was built in the 1970s. It had never really been updated. So there was nothing wrong with it, but me being me, I'd want to change everything.
Sure.
You know, there's always, I can't walk in a room and not look at everything and create a vision.
Yeah. How can we maximize potential of the space?
And then, you know, it stayed the way that it was for quite a while. And then finally, I want to redo this because ultimately I want to put it on the market. Do not gut and redo your house if you're going to sell it. It's probably not worth it.
Sure. Makes sense.
But regardless, I decided to just go
balls to the wall
on this. And yeah, so it's resulted in, I mean, I don't think that anything in the house has not been changed at this point. I mean, we're talking new roof, gutter, siding, windows, doors, flooring, tore walls out, new kitchen, countertops, bathrooms, bedrooms.
Wow.
Retextured all the walls. Yeah. Like, and then same thing, the basement ended up flooding, which...
Blessing in disguise, you could almost call it.
Yeah, kind of a blessing in disguise, but the basement was never supposed to be redone. That was kind of one of those things I was like, I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flooded, and then same thing, balls to the wall in the basement. Mm-hmm. No stone unturned, and hindsight...
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. Made it nicer for living there for now.
If it's your forever home, you want to buy a fixer-upper, great. That's cool. But
okay. Now you're so much money into it that you're like, I'll never get any money back out of this house.
No. So I'm almost nothing into this, honestly. Okay. So everything has worked out really well. I've also done most of the work myself.
Perfect.
As well as my dad and my stepdad have kind of had a helping hand in some of that. But
sure.
Yeah. So we were... I was showing her the house. She walks in and she's like, where's the kit? Yeah, I mean, it looked like a war zone.
I had trust in him because I was like, yeah, let's go into this
abandoned building. Yes, exactly.
And I mean, that project, the project technically is still going on at this point, but I mean, to the point where it was livable again, a good part of the beginning of our relationship. And then there was a huge wrench thrown in that, which I think was a huge test to our relationship really early on as well. So, and then it resulted in us actually moving in together far sooner than we would have.
Probably like 5 months in.
Okay.
6 months in.
I don't even think it was that long.
Might not have been.
But.
So you guys, you go over after date number one. And then is it like, okay, you see the house and you're like, okay, so are we just boyfriend and girlfriend now or what? Like,
so, oh my God, this is another testament to how much I liked him. Because like 8 p.m., 8:30, I'm in bed.
Yep.
But after I saw the house, mind you, we've already been at Pesty's for like an hour, so it's probably like 10 p.m. We went back to my apartment to like do a puzzle and like watch a show just because we didn't feel like we wanted to be done hanging out yet. And I put on this show called The Sinner, which amazing. It's on Netflix. Very good show. And after episode one, we were working on the puzzle. He was watching this show. He's like, oh, this is really good. And I kid you not, we were up until 6 a.m. probably watching this show. I think I probably nodded off like a time or two, but yet we just binged the whole thing. I stayed up. I was like, well, I'm so tired.
Oh,
but I
want to hang out with him. So, and so this is a Wednesday, right?
Or Friday or something.
Okay. Oh, no. But he texted you on a Wednesday. Yes.
I think it was Friday.
It was
either Friday or Saturday. It had to have been a weekend because there would have been no chance in hell that I would have stayed up that late.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we were up until like the wee hours of the morning watching this show and working on a puzzle, just like in my little studio.
Isn't it amazing what the adrenaline of like flirtatious love will do, where you're just like, I don't think I ever have to sleep again. Wow.
But yeah, so that was that. And then I don't remember after that how it progressed. I think at one
did you
point,
smooch did you smooch on this
yeah
the late night,
like in the morning time,
I yep think. When you're all delirious and love drunk and sleep deprived. Yeah.
No, but no, this poor man, I think he asked me at one point, he's just like, hey, when people at work ask about you, can I call you mine? And at that point, I was still like trying to be cautious. So I was like, I don't know. Like,
Amanda.
Maybe like.
it's the big test all over again.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So it was.
Mm-hmm. You just want to walk outside and bury your head in the
hole. Yep. Okay. We'll never go on a road trip.
I was trying not to jump in way too quickly. But apart from.
Well, it takes 3 to 4 business years to get any commitment out of Amanda.
No, that's not true. But I've only ever had one other boyfriend, and that only lasted 5 months.
Okay.
So he was like, oh my God, the second
this
leg.
This is real, yeah.
So, yeah, literally, I'd never really dated anyone before him, let alone long term. So I was kind of nervous. But eventually.
Cool. So then how long until you bring it up again? How long until you actually officially are Facebook official?
I don't know if it really got like formally brought up again. I don't remember how that happened.
Probably like a month.
Sure.
A month or two. He's a very patient man.
Yeah.
God bless.
And then you just kind of settle into this rhythm of going on dates and whatever. Mm-hmm. At what point did you start calling him your boyfriend? Did you have any kind of conversation about that?
I don't remember. That was so long. Because we'd been together for like 4.5 years.
Okay.
Over 4.5 years. So that was like 4 years ago now. So I guess I don't remember.
Okay.
But well,
somewhere along the way.
Probably at some point, we were probably like, what are we doing, though? And people probably kept asking. But yeah, I remember the first time I met his parents, though.
Mm-hmm.
We went out on a boat on the chain. So that was probably like June or July.
It would had to have been probably June.
So I think it was around that time because, well, first of all, I met his parents and they immediately, or his mom and his stepdad, and they just gave me the biggest hug.
Aww.
And they were like, oh my God, we're so happy to meet you. So I was kind of like, oh my God, what did you say about me?
Yeah.
They were so excited to meet me. And then we took a picture that day on the boat and he asked if he could make it his profile picture. Uh-huh. And so I think it was probably pretty soon after that that we were like, oh, okay.
Okay, fine. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah.
So then how long until you met her parents?
Oh, boy, I don't even know.
I wonder if you even met them before or after I met your parents. I don't remember. Probably pretty early on.
Okay. And the reception was all green lights from everybody?
Yeah. Okay. I think so, because at that time, I think you maybe even met Haley's ex at that point.
Yeah, there's...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
There's... I was like, how do I say this? But I think it was that long ago where, like, everyone was just like, oh, yeah. I really like
yeah,
him.
We're going to meet him. Yeah.
It had to have been at some sort of family gathering.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I had met Haley prior.
Yeah.
I knew Haley before.
He who shall not be named. We can say his name on the podcast.
That's when
just bleep it out as a curse word.
I knew Haley, but I don't think I ever met John. And then the first time I met him, I...
Anyways. Anyways, no, yeah. I think they were all like, yeah, he seems like a good one. I remember my mom texted me one time. She's like, yeah, Dad was just like, that seems like a good guy that Amanda would be with.
It is very funny to hear, like, the way, like, you coming from your parents to be this just, like, it's practical. Yellow lights all along the way. We're just going to pause. Nope, we can't just go on a road trip right away because practicality and responsibility, of course. We're like, well, nope, we can't just be boyfriend and girlfriend because how do I know if I even like you? And, like, meanwhile, it's just like, oh, my God, we love you. Give us a big hug. We're taking a picture on the boat. The black cat and the golden retriever, they always find each other.
Which one do you think is which?
You're the black cat, Amanda. 100%. Yes.
Well, that's super funny because my parents are, like, really welcoming. Yeah. To everybody. Like, they won't turn anybody away. You're having a barbecue in the front yard and a guy's walking his dog. The guy walking his dog's coming up for a steak.
Yep.
Kind of deal. Right?
Yeah.
You know, they're just welcoming to everybody and they're extremely fun people to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And they love to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I bring around Amanda and it's...
Yeah.
Now another person. It was kind of funny because Amanda really got, like, thrown into it because, I mean... We went out on Big Fish is where we went on the lake. And I mean, we get out on the boat and we get out to the sandbar. And first things first, my mom's chugging a bottle of...
some sort of liquor.
Something, yeah.
What is it? The iced...
Smirnoff Ice?
Smirnoff Ice vodka.
Okay.
So now we're passing around this bottle of vodka, right? Whacking beers against the back of the pontoon and... like, doing shotguns and stuff. And
I
didn't do that.
Amanda's probably like... who are these people?
These are your parents.
Are they okay? Yeah. So my parents made sure that there was a swift introduction.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to figure out real fast if this is any, if you want any part of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also they loved me.
Yeah.
When you've got someone who's just like demure and like, you know, kind of just like, okay, I'm over here and I'm hanging out and whatever. It's like, get over here and we're gonna just like pull you into the party. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I had kind of had somewhat of a expectation because one of my best friends, Caitlin, she was telling me how much she loves Heidi. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, I was hanging out with her one time and I can't remember if Heidi sat on her lap or she's like, Heidi made me sit on her lap. But so I was just like, oh, okay.
It's going to be a party.
It's
okay.
It's going to be a party. Got it. Yeah. But no, they're the best. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
They're very, very cool.
So then how did you end up moving in together? What was that like?
Do you want to talk about that story?
Yeah, we can. So it's a really part of both of our lives, really, is what it came down to. But so when I was remodeling my house, I was telling you how I was stacked on top of Luke in the basement. Luke was my best friend.
Okay.
So we both had struggled with, you know, in some sort of mental capacity, and we decided to lean on each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up moving in. So we shared a lot of our lives together. And then, yeah, not too far into me and Amanda dating, unfortunately, he took his life.
Mm-hmm.
So then that whole process kind of unfolded. I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
Naturally. So I ended up staying at Amanda's apartment for quite an extended period of time, which ultimately resulted in her having to get parking passes from this wacky
They're like, we know there's someone.
Well, she was nice, though. I ended up telling her, I'm like, hey, this is what's up.
Yeah.
And she wrote me one for like a week at a time. She's like, come get
another
one next week.
Because your apartment was pretty, like,
they're extremely strict on parking.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways.
But fortunately, yeah, she kept renewing it. It was great, whatever. But I was staying at her apartment for quite a while. So work had just completely stopped on the house at this point. So, I mean, now we've got...
like, you can't cook or, like, anything.
There's no kitchen. There's no nothing.
House that's halfway finished. And I've got no motivation to be there. So, naturally, nothing's happening. And finally, it was like, I kind of had to, like, drag myself out of the mud. And it's like, I need to go home. I can't stay here anymore. I have to work on this. I don't have an option anymore. So, you know, drug myself home to work on the house. And at this point, I think I had kind of come to terms with it a little bit. Didn't love being there, but...
so, the early stages of coming to terms with it, where it's like, you can do one of two things. You can completely abandon, which is not ideal, or, okay, we're just going to get back into it.
Yeah. And ultimately, I think you ended up just kind of making the executive decision that you were just going to start staying at the house.
Well, yeah, I was like, at this point, I didn't want him to be by himself.
Yeah.
I was like, whether you want to admit it or not, I felt like I would need somebody. So I wanted I was just like, I'll just be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up kind of, if he wasn't sleeping at my apartment, I would go and just.
Yeah. So at this point, I mean, it was extremely rare for us to spend a night apart from each other. A lot of that situation brought us closer together, at the same time creating distance.
Wait. Yeah.
But ultimately, it ended up with her staying at the house, and we did this for a couple months. And then it came time to renew the lease for her apartment, and it's like, okay, well, you're already here. We've already been doing this. Does it make sense financially for you to sign another lease in your apartment that you're not going to stay at? So then...
ended up just moving my stuff.
December, pretty much just moved everything into the house, and...
here we are.
And
here
then it's been like that. So is that the house that you're still living in right now?
Yeah.
And is it, so you're working on the basement, but otherwise you have a kitchen.
The house is actually finished for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can't remember how long it took until we finally like had a sink and we got a dishwasher and everything. Okay. So then it's like, okay, we can make our meals. The basement was more of a recent, it got finished more recently. So it just added on to the livable space. But yeah, it was kind of a slow but steady journey just to
check. At this point, everything's pretty much complete. I mean, there's your...
we have more than enough room to
paint a trim piece here.
Yeah.
You got to put a little piece in this spot or...
yeah, the putsy stuff.
The putsy stuff. That really matter. That really should take a day of dedicated time, but who wants to do that?
Exactly. When you could be here recording a podcast about how much you love each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then as you're kind of... so this would have been a handful of years ago now at this point. So what's the next like 3 years-ish or so look like for you guys?
So right now we're, well, shopping for another house. We've been shopping for another house for a while. Unfortunately, the market is a bit interesting. I'd like to say that we're not super picky, but at the same time, we definitely are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're trying to make a pretty big commitment and just trying to make the right decision, I guess. So, house, ring. If she's lucky.
If she says if yes. Behave. Yeah. Yeah. If she
starts acting right.
Well, if she can understand what it is that you're asking and not, you know, put everything on pause.
Well, hopefully there's no test coming up when I decide to ask. But probably kids. I think we are both on the same page with that.
That's why we want to move mainly is like a better school district. A
better school district, bigger house.
Room for dog to run.
Try and create a
solid base.
Yes, nice solid base for having kids. But yeah, definitely something we're both super excited about getting into. But there's obviously, again, other steps that need to take place before that can. So yeah, that's kind of the, I don't know, everything changes. We've been thrown wrenches in every step of our relationship before, so we'll see what the next one is.
Yeah, that's what's the saying? Like, if you want to make God laugh, start making plans.
Yeah, start making plans,
But that's the hope, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully within the next, like, year-ish, it'll really start.
Moving along.
Because I'm not getting younger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we're trying to make something happen sooner than later. Right now, we're kind of going back and forth about potentially buying this farm.
Okay.
So cool. Okay. There's a horse and two donkeys.
So you would get the horse and two donkeys?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then we could have a chicken coop. I could have my garden. And like, what a cute place to raise kids.
That would be so cute. Yep. Is it in the area or is it a little outside?
Yeah, it'd be nice too. Because then me and my sister could bring our two horses there. And
you guys have horses?
Me and my sister do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So
where is your horse now?
One of them's in Wilmer, one's in Clearwater.
Okay. And so they're just being boarded elsewhere?
Yeah. So they were with us when we lived in Montana.
I didn't know. Okay. So... you lived in Montana, and then how long did you live in Montana for?
That's a kind of tricky question to answer because my dad lived out there.
Okay.
And I lived with my dad during the summers.
Got it.
So I spent all my summers out there.
Got it.
Cattle ranch.
Okay. Yep. The dream. Does he look good in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, Amanda?
Him?
You, yeah.
I haven't seen you in that garb. But I can imagine. I've seen his dad wearing that, and they look alike, and his dad looked good.
Okay, so swoon. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
There was a picture I saw of his dad, and I had to, like, I was like, is that Austin?
Yeah, I'm feeling feelings. I'm going to have to cross my legs.
Easy.
But, no, I think he would. Okay. That's part of, like, the part of the swoon, too, is, like, he's so smart about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So then to have a little farm outside of San Augusto, that would be awesome.
But when we went and visited, he like called the horse over and he went and did like the, and the horse came right away. It was
Yeah. And you were like, I'm melting.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What's your horse's name?
The two horses that me and my sister have are Ginger and Biscuit.
Ginger and Biscuit.
The horse at the farm, his name's Pistol.
Okay. Ginger, Biscuit, and Pistol. So Pistol lives out in Montana.
No, Pistol is the one that's at the farm in St. Augusta.
Okay.
So there's Montana, got it.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So the horse and the donkeys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pistol is the horse that lives there. So you would keep Pistol and then Ginger and Biscuit would come and join and they would be the three best friends that anybody could have. So have you ridden on Ginger or Biscuit?
No, I haven't ridden a horse since I was like...
Biscuit can't be ridden anymore.
Okay.
Ginger can, but she's really old. Chances are she's going to end up going through training to be like a children's horse. So
I love that.
But Pistol is TBD?
He can be ridden. He's got something going on with his left front leg. So he can be ridden during the summer, the winter is iffy. Okay. But I think ultimately...
I can pet him and feed him apples.
Of course you can. Sugar cubes. Okay. Well, I'm going to come out and ride Pistol. Once you guys buy the farm, I'm going to come out and hang out with Pistol.
Yeah, we'll see what happens
it's
there.
It's hard, yeah, because like the house is like, what, early 1900? Like it's an old, old farmhouse.
It's an absolutely beautiful farm. It's been extremely well maintained, but there are some questionable things. You know, it's tough. You don't want to put yourself in financial ruin either.
Right.
Especially with what we want to do, right? I mean, again, the whole goal is to have kids. Having the farm would be great as far as raising kids. But at the same time, I don't want to be consumed by it to the point where if my kids want to, if they want to do something.
Play football or.
Right.
Or
like, we can't because we're fixing up the
farm. That's my big thing. It's you want to play sports? Okay, yeah. We're going to play sports and we're going balls to the wall.
Or it's like, oh, you have a weekend away that you need to go do a dance competition. Can't because we have to deal with. So
yeah,
lots of pros and lots of cons.
I have a hard time half-assing something. I'd like to full-ass everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just full-ass right into it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Always say.
Yeah, it's so fun and grounding out there, though, at the same time.
Well, and I feel like you can definitely find somebody to come out and hang out and feed the horses and check on, you know, what's the donkey's name?
Leroy and
I'm finding this out for the first time too.
Okay.
I don't think
it's Leroy and
Leroy and Rosie. I know Leroy for sure is one of their names. I think it's Rosie.
You guys are free to go on any vacation, take kids to any future sports that they have.
You'll come.
Leroy, Rosie, Pistol, Ginger, and Biscuit will be
and Winnie and Bella.
Oh, they'll all be taken very good care of. So done. You have a built-in babysitter for
Sure. And then maybe some chickens and
And of course
the chickens in the garden.
Would get an apron. I would get a floofy skirt and an apron, and I would. Can you get a cow so I could come out and milk cows?
He's talked about getting a cow.
Yeah.
To raise and murder.
I'm gonna. But... Of course. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
To I eat. Would have a yes. Hard to time love and love and eat. Yeah.
The dream would be to homestead.
Yeah.
I was trying to hint at Amanda that we could get alpacas and I could buy her a wool spinner and she could
She could sit out there
live
and,
off the land
and really then learn how to crochet.
Old woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my calling.
You can knit by candlelight.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait for this. I can't wait for part two of your love story when you guys are a little bit deeper into it and we're hanging out with Rosie and Biscuit. Oh man. Well, thank you so much for coming on, you guys. It's so fun to see you and all of your neuroses and then also meet your grounded, stable other half and see how you guys work together.
Making his head big.
Well, he's got his work cut out for him. And I am very much more in the, like, I relate more to Austin in, like, my partner is a little bit more neurotic and a little bit more kind of all over the place. We're doing God's work, truly. Yeah. So, yes, thank you for everything that you do to keep Amanda on the straight and narrow.
It's a struggle.
I promise I'm pretty chill and cool sometimes.
I don't.
That's what every chill and cool person says, is it not?
The key word here is sometimes.
I'm really relaxed and laid back.
You can tell by the waver in my voice and as I'm white knuckling this chair.
Just don't put a lie detector on me.
Well, thank you so much. Before we end, one quick thing that you love about each other and we'll let you go.
Even when I'm mad at you, you can make me laugh.
It's hard for me to pick one thing.
Because there's zero.
It's so hard because there's just nothing in this bag. Nothing. Yeah, the bag is empty.
One of the things that I end up telling people a lot of the time is just how much I love that Amanda is willing to do anything for anybody. And she would give her shirt off her back to a complete stranger. So.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I love it, you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You know how some vodkas taste like regret in a bottle? Yeah, this isn't that. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery is basically a dirty martini already bottled up for you, infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. My listeners get 15% off, so go grab a bottle, shake up your cocktail game, and thank me later. Use my code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. Cookies shouldn't be boring, and Molly B's clearly got that memo. These are bold, gourmet, artisan-crafted cookies, like hot Cheetos in a cookie bowl. My listeners get 10% off the entire site at mollybees.com with code LOVESTORY. Go ahead, treat yourself. Your taste buds will thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.